stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel here with Michaela.
Hello, hello.
And we have another very special episode for you today, all about fall fun, and I'm stealing that little phrase from our guest today. We have Rebecca Romzek. She is the Public Relations and Communications at Busch Gardens Tampa Bay and Adventure Island. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you so, so much for having me, and happy spooky season. It's here.
I know. I feel like it was just St. Patrick's Day, and now we're talking Halloween and fall and pumpkin spice everything, and it just kind of snuck up on us. So,
you see all over social media now with everyone. September 1st. Transition.
I know.
Exactly.
So we saw that Busch Gardens announced their 21st annual Hallow Scream, which will kick off September 25th. And just kind of getting some of the minutiae out of the way, it's a separate ticketed event, online reservations required, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And you can check out the Busch Gardens website for all that information. But Rebecca, we kind of wanted to talk to you because things are very different this year for events. So we kind of wanted to pick your brain on what guests can expect from this year's Hallow Scream.
Of course. We're so, so thrilled to be able to bring back this event this year. With everything that's happened, we've had so many questions from our guests, from our scare actors, from people who are diehard fans of this event. Is Hallow Scream going to happen? What's it going to look like? And we've been working with health officials across the state. We've been working with all kinds of leaders in our community to really look at how can we do this? Can we do this? And what will it look like? So the big part of that process, as soon as we've reopened our park this summer, was, so what does the rest of the year look like? And with Hallow Scream, we are known for these terrifying houses, these amazing scare zones, this fantastic fun show called Fiends, and all of these great components, but we have to do things differently this year. And we want to make sure that we're still able to offer the spirit of this event, but in a way that's safe and modified and comfortable for everyone to get that escape from reality, but have a good time doing it.
So what kind of theming this year will guests be able to experience? Because I know like you all are all about a theme. You love a good theme.
Of course. We are taking our scares to the streets this year. So Hallow Scream's built a reputation for having some really stellar scare zones, which is like an open air haunted house. And that's something that our guests have always loved. It's you're walking through and out of nowhere, you get terrified. And that's something we're really excited because we have such an expansive park. Busch Gardens is over 335 acres. So it's a massive park. There's lots of space, which means lots of space for scares. And that's exactly what we're bringing to the event this year. So typically our scare zones would be between houses. But since we've moved away from the house model, just out of an abundance of caution, we're going to have more scares on the streets. There really is nowhere to hide at the park this year.
So you kind of referenced it in your last answer about, you know, how scares are going to be socially distant, but like, how scary are we talking here? Because I've been a couple times and I'm a huge scaredy cat and I run away terrified. So like, I mean, because you have different kind of, when you would do houses, it would be like, this is a light scare. This is a medium scare. This is like, pee your pants. You're going to be terrified. Are there going to be levels like that or just get ready to just run?
So I totally get where you're coming from. Some folks that come out to the event, they're looking for a more mild, not wild experience. So we do have some areas of the park that are a little bit of relief.
Okay.
So you're going to have our Day of the Dead zone, which is really a big party and it's gorgeous. You've got sugar skulls and ofrendas and all these beautiful elements of Day of the Dead. And that's what makes that part of the event so special and meaningful. It's really a celebration of life. And there's some pretty yummy stuff in there, too. So I highly recommend that zone. And if you're a little bit more of a scaredy cat and you're coming for the laughs and not so much the screams, that's where I recommend Fiends. Fiends is a phenomenal show. Our fans, every year, they clamor for this show to come back bigger and better. And even last year, when it was in our Stanleyville Theater, it was standing room only. Every single night that show was filling out. And this year, with our physical distancing and our modified health and safety measures, we're taking that show to its biggest venue ever. So it's going to be on our festival concert stage, which is out in our festival field area. So we're going to have physically distant seating, and it's going to be the biggest production of Fiends we've ever had. So we've really taken this opportunity to take a fan favorite element of this event and make it bigger and better than ever. And of course, you know, there's going to be some punchy lines. It's a little cheeky, that show. And there might be a quarantine twist here and there. I don't want to give away too much because it really is my favorite part of the whole event, but it's a phenomenal time and definitely more laughs than screams in that event.
That's perfect. Oh my gosh. That I actually knew someone that was in that show a while back, and they absolutely loved every minute of it. That's amazing. Now, with the Fiend show, and you're saying it's outside, it's social distance, any other measures that you put in place, whether in the parks or for this event, to keep your employees and the guests safe?
Of course, the safety starts top to bottom with this event. For Hollow Scream, we've been thinking about every step of the way, starting with our auditions. Historically, our scare actor auditions are an absolutely hysterical experience, where you have droves of people coming in and auditioning, where they get a prompt to do some improv scares, and they're like, okay, you're a transforming werewolf on a full moon. And it's a room full of people transforming into werewolves. But that's not going to be something that happens this year. So what we're doing is we are doing virtual auditions. So our ambassadors that are coming in for this event, even right off the bat, they're starting with a physically distant way to become a part of Hollow Scream. And then as Hollow Scream gets going, our rehearsal process, our costume fitting process, all of these pieces have been adopted with new SOPs to make sure that we have enhanced health and safety every step of the way with Hollow Scream. So then once we actually get to the event, we've got our guests coming in. And the first thing that our guests need to have when they come in, other than a reservation, because we are limiting our capacity each night to allow for physical distancing, is they also need one of these. So this is a face mask. It's a protective face covering. And with the Halloween season, people are used to wearing masks, but costume masks will not be allowed at the park, just protective face coverings. Let our scare actors do the scaring. So that's our philosophy. And then for our guests, once they're inside the park, they're going through the zones, they're going to Fiends. We're going to have our sanitation squad throughout the park is going to be taking extra measures to clean those high contact areas, those handrails, those tabletops, all those different spaces, to make sure that we're keeping our guests and our ambassadors as safe as we possibly can.
And just like in the parks, you have the sanitation areas, the hand sanitation dispensers. Mm-hmm. Perfect. See, this gets it out of the way so anyone that wants to visit, they know comfortably they could go and just have a good time. That's amazing.
Exactly. We've worked really hard to modify our daytime event and to make sure that how we're doing our daytime experience is safe and comfortable and physically distant. And we're applying a lot of those practices to the nighttime experience with those extra considerations for all of the extra scare actors coming in.
It's perfect. Safe for everyone. Now, a lot of people want to know this. Will the rides be available during the nighttime event?
Oh, you know it. You know that our thrills don't stop with the scares. We're taking thrill to new heights, and that's with all of our major thrill rides being open. So that's Tigris, that's Kumba and Montu and Falcon's Fury. I have to tell you, the first time I ever went on Falcon's Fury was at Hollow Scream. And when you are 335 feet up in the air at a pitch black night, and you can hear the screams of people below you getting scared throughout the park, that is the perfect way to experience Falcon's Fury.
It just adds another level to the fun. So even if these rides are, you've ridden them maybe 100 times, it's different with the Hollow Scream.
Oh yeah, awesome. Completely different level of fear.
Wow. So it sounds like all these measures that you guys have put in place, and you've really put a lot of thought into how you're going to execute Hollow Scream in this new normal that we live in. So I'm so excited to check it out myself. Little fun fact, I actually was a scare actor for 1 year, and the audition process was probably one of my favorite parts. It was so fun. But those scare actors work really hard. I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. No, it is hard, physically taxing, and they are so talented. So I only lasted a year, but I'm in awe of these scare actors because they're so amazing. But I kind of want to move our conversation into another fall event that's happening. And we're so excited to hear about this. But while we're here, can we pick your brain on Beer Fest? And we heard that you maybe can enjoy the festival at Hallow Scream as well, and then have this in the daytime. Can you kind of give us a little background on what we can expect for Beer Fest and how all of the fall fun goes together?
Absolutely. At Busch Gardens, we've got fall fun by day and frights by night. So it's really a good time no matter what time you're at the park. And Beer Fest is back in its biggest way ever. So to allow for even more physical distancing for this event, we've doubled the weekends. So starting September 12th through November 15th, you can come out and enjoy all of these amazing brews and cocktails and really yummy food. Oh my gosh, I'm a foodie. So anytime I go to a theme park, I want to eat the weirdest thing, the coolest thing, the most Instagrammable thing. And this festival has it. And even if you're not a big beer fan, we have some little hidden gems for you as well. We've got a mimosa cabin. We've got bourbon tasting and tequila tasting. So whatever your libation is, it's at the park. We've got it for you. And the beer is even put into the food. So you have your classics, like your pretzel sticks with fat tire beer cheese, which is so, so good. But they've also gotten really creative with weaving some of these beer items into a menu item, like cupcakes. Beer and cupcakes is something you wouldn't typically put together, but we've got a Guinness cupcake. We've got a Yuengling black and tan cupcake with pretzels in the middle. It's incredible.
Oh my gosh. My mouth is salivating right now. Like, that sounds amazing. So you may not necessarily be a beer drinker, but they've got you covered, and then they also have it in the food. So everybody can enjoy Beer Fest. Not just if you're a beer lover, but if you just love food in general, and maybe some other liquors as well. Sounds like you really have everything covered.
Sounds like also that Busch Gardens just has something for everyone right now. Whether if you don't like the scares so much, go during the day, have some fun, drink a little, bring some friends. That sounds amazing. I know that my fiance and I were talking about going to Beer Fest as soon as possible, right when it opens. We really want to go. We're huge beer fans and food fans.
Exactly. And that's what makes a day at the park even more fun, is getting some yummy snacks, some really good drinks. And the best way to do that, your ticket to all the tasty things, is going to be with a Beer Fest sampler lanyard. And that's the best way to really save on every dish. Instead of buying them a la carte, you get a punch card. They start in increments of 5, but the best value is going to be that 12 punch card. And our pass members get an extra special perk. We love our pass members. We love to give them a big shout out. So with that 12-item lanyard, our pass members get 15 punches. So they get 3 free punches when they purchase that 12-item lanyard. So it's really a good value. There's all kinds of yummy things. And trust me, you're going to want to have 15 things at this event. Yes. BushGardensTampa.com, we're going to have more information about Hallow Scream, about Beer Fest, and even more coming next month. So we'll have a third fall event. That's going to be our Sesame Street Kids Weekends. So even the little ones can get in on the fun, and that'll be for weekends in October, including physically distant trick-or-treating. So it's going to be a really good time. We're really excited. The fall is such a fun time of year at Busch Gardens. Some of us, we say it's our favorite, but it's just that kickoff, getting into the really fun part of the year. And we're so excited to be able to bring these experiences to our guests at Busch Gardens.
That sounds amazing. Literally, you have something for everybody this fall, from little tykes to the big grown-ups. Wow, you guys are really doing it right. We can't wait to get out there to experience it for ourselves. So thank you so much, Rebecca Romzek. You're the public relations and communications at Busch Gardens in Tampa Bay and Adventure Island. We thank you so much for joining us today. We know that you're very busy getting ready for all these amazing events, and we are so happy that we got to talk to you.
Thank you guys so much for having me, and I look forward to having you out at the park soon.
Well, there's a lot going on at Busch Gardens Tampa Bay, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, something for everyone, like you heard. That sounds amazing. I'm already looking at the calendar of where I could fit all this Halloween goodies and stuff here in Florida.
Yeah, I mean, I know you and your fiance, like you said, you're so excited to go check out Beer Fest. And for me, I don't drink beer a lot. Like, it's not my favorite. But I do like tequila and I do like cupcakes. So sounds like a win for me too. And then, you know, it's really cool that they're figuring out a way that they can bring Hallow Scream this year. because, you know, we know some places had to you know, cancel their plans for the spooktacular season. It's really cool that, you know, right in our backyard, they're finding a way to do Hallow Scream. I mean, a lot of those scare zones were a lot scarier than the houses when I went, like, the one time. They're going to do it up big. And it sounds like Fiends is going to be amazing this year. I mean, they're just
bigger and better every year.
Man, and so smart of them to put it on their festival stage out in that big field. So really smart on their part.
Accommodates more people. There's better chances to social distance.
Yep.
And it's just open air.
Yeah.
It's amazing. That is a big perk about the new show location.
For sure. So
it's nighttime too. So it's not, the sun's not beating down on you.
Well, and hopefully, you know, with that starting September 25th and running through November 1st, hopefully we'll get some cooler weather. Although it is September 3rd here and there's a heat advisory. So, you know, just.
You never know with Florida.
Well, and just add it to the list for 2020. We're in September with a heat advisory. I mean, it's just, you know. Just add it to the list. So definitely something for you to check out, Busch Gardens annual Hallow Scream, separate ticketed event. Online reservations are required, and it's happening Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays with different hours. So make sure you check the Busch Gardens website for all that information. All right,
perfect.
Michaela.
And I actually have a theme park tip.
Oh, that's cool. What is it?
So you can't dress up to go to Hallow Scream. Just letting you know, you heard from Rebecca that leave the scares to the scare actors. But some fun things you can do is you could go to the park with maybe all black or with your favorite like Halloween characters or like a pumpkin or a ghost on your shirt. But even better, an added accessory with the mask. Start getting your Halloween mask now before they start selling out. So go run to the stores, go on Etsy, wherever you get your mask, or make your own before all those fabrics go.
Very good tip, because I know you have a lot of really cool masks that yes. are made for you specifically, because you have the best grandma in the world.
I do.
And you have some really cool stuff. So you always are getting new prints, new accessories. So yeah, make your you know, face mask that we use to protect ourselves from the, you know, from this pandemic. You know, you can't wear a costume mask, but you need to wear a face mask at these events. So why not make it part of your costume or your costume? It is your costume, you know, get really creative. All right, Michaela, I love that theme park tip. And if you don't forget, you can go to themeparksandrec.com for any additional podcasts that maybe you want to listen back to. Also, leave us a review. We'd love to hear what you think of it. And make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. All right, Michaela, that's it for this week. Love seeing your face. Love talking to you. And as we continue in this fall season, we'll have more information on all the fall and spooky events coming to Central Florida theme parks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.